Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. The Daily Mail reports Prince Harry agreed to do his bombshell Oprah interview with Meghan Markle less than 24 hours after being told he would be stripped of his military titles. The Duke of Sussex is said to have become angry at losing military appointments in the wake of Megxit. A source told The Sun, Harry and Meghan were very cross before Oprah because the final Megxit separation had just been signed off, which included Harry not keeping his military roles. That was what made him so angry. He's very emotional, and his military roles were very important to him given that he served. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex were interviewed by Oprah Winfrey in a bombshell chat which first aired on CBS on March 7th. He said to have asked the Queen about the possibility of what was described as a half-in, half-out role. But such a plan was vetoed, and the title was taken back, along with his role as Honorary Air Commandant of RAF Honington in Suffolk and Commodore-in-Chief of Small Ships and Diving, Royal Naval Command. The titles were initially returned to the Queen. The move to strip him of the titles devastated Prince Harry, according to reports at the time. The Mail writes, insiders suggest the issue was still raw at the time of the recording, which might help account for the devastating criticisms they unleashed on the show, including the damaging implication that an unnamed senior member of the royal family had referred to Archie in a racist way. It also throws a spotlight on one section of the interview which had raised eyebrows at the time. Speaking to Oprah, Meghan recalled how, when she had been pregnant, they, the royal family, were saying they didn't want him to be a prince or a princess. She continued, you know, the other piece of that convention is there's a convention, I forget it was George V or George VI convention, that when you're the grandchild of the monarch, so when Harry's dad becomes king, automatically Archie and our next baby would become prince or princess or whatever they were going to be. But it's also not their right to take it away. This puzzled royal watchers who reminded the Sussex they had very publicly declared that they didn't want a title for their son, who would be known as Archie Harrison Mountbatten Windsor. Some pointed out that a son of Prince Harry's, a great-grandchild of the Queen, had no automatic right to be titled a prince or receive a security allowance. But that was to ignore the real drama taking place behind the scenes, because Meghan was actually referring to the secret news that Archie would never become a prince, not even when Charles was king. This is what nobody realized from the interview. The real thing was that Charles was going to take active steps to strip Archie of his ultimate birthright. A royal source said, we are not going to speculate about the succession or comment on rumors coming out of America. Palace Intrigue will be right back. Meghan shared the creative process behind her children's book, The Bench. I often find, and especially in this past year, I think so many of us realized how much happens in the quiet. It was definitely moments like that, watching them from out the window and watching Harry just, you know, rock Archie to sleep or carry him or, you know, those lived experiences. From my observation are the things that I infused in this poem. I think you can find sweet little moments that we hid in there, of my favorite flower, even my husband's mum's favorite flower, forget-me-nots. We wanted to make sure those were included in there. There are many, many special details and love that went into this book. As most of us do, you go, what am I going to get them as a gift? And I thought I just wanted something sentimental and a place for him to have a bit of a home base with our son. It's a love story. It's really just about growing with someone and having this deep connection and this trust so that, be it good times or bad, you know that you had this person. I really hope that people can see this as a love story that transcends the story of my family. Fox News shares when Meghan saw the opportunity to tell stories about the softer side of the father-son relationship. She enlisted the help of illustrator Christian Robinson. She knew the Caldecott Honor recipient would help her show a lighter side of masculinity, which she decided to achieve through the use of watercolor. I wanted him to just try something a little bit new and work in watercolor. And that was specifically because I just felt that when you talk about masculinity and you talk about fatherhood, it can often not come across with the same softness that I was really after for this book. And I just wanted this to feel almost ethereal and light and Christian, and was able to use that medium and create the most beautiful images. Meghan has thanked animal lovers around the world who have helped a UK pet charity close to her heart. Meghan is patron of London-based Mayhew, which helps dogs and cats to find new homes and offers support to owners and therapy pets in the community. I have heard from so many of you about the impact of having a pet with you at home during the isolation of lockdown. You have mentioned the therapeutic effect of having your animal by your side, and the solace and comfort you found in their company, community, and connection. We may have been forced apart, but we found new ways to be close and to support each other through this shared crisis. For many of us, this was made all the easier with our pets by our side. A love of pets is something Meghan has in common with Her Majesty, and now Buckingham Palace is selling gifts for posh pooches, pampered ponies, and cosseted kitties, per the Mirror. Coats, blankets, and even bow ties are on the offer, along with bandanas, treat pouches, bowls, baskets, and toy mice. A parrot print dog toy will set you back £19.95, while the pink dog print pet blanket is priced at £35. The new items join the gold-edged Buckingham Palace China dog bowl, £25, and the leather-engraved dog collar at £35. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott, this Palace Intrigue, and good times.